Let's welcome Rakshit and enjoy. Over to you.
Thanks, guys. So, hi all. Today I'll be presenting a talk on container storage interface add-ons, or in short, CSI add-ons. We'll be talking on how it extends CSI specification to provide some advanced storage operations. I'm Rakshit. I work at IBM. I'm the maintainer of Ceph CSI and CSI add-ons and core contributor at Rook. You can ping me up if you have any doubts later on. So in short, we'll go through what are containers and container orchestration, increased storage drivers, and come to CSI specification and what is CSI. Then the deployment. Next, we'll continue with introduction to CSI and some of its operation which we currently support. Okay, first let's start with containers. So before containers, we usually, whenever we are building code or a software, we just build it into an executable and we use that. But executable needs, it has dependencies which is to be present in the OS to run. So to get rid of that, we built containers, so which has all the dependencies packed in and you can run it almost anywhere. So that is a container, and we later on came up with like how to manage it and scale it up, deploy and stuff. So there we have container orchestration, which usually just automates the deployment, manages it, scales it, upgrades versions, etc. And we have a few platforms that are very popular for to do it. Kubernetes, Docker Swarm, Apache, and Nomad. This is for container and container orchestration. So yeah, containers were or container orchestration were started with being stateless in mind. That is, they can go down at any point and come up back again. So there was not a very need for persistent storage there, but then they realized this kind of model actually fits perfectly for other applications, and then came in the need for persistent storage in such a platform. So like we have the separate container orchestration platforms like Kubernetes, Mesos, and there's also storage systems like providers like Ceph, Longhorn, and Gluster. But so the main problem was like how do they integrate with the Kubernetes platforms, Kubernetes Mesos. At the beginning, there were in-tree storage drivers, that is like code for each storage systems within the like container orchestration platforms. So like Gluster would have its code in Mesos and Kubernetes and Nomad separately, but and likewise with Ceph. But that was not scalable because it had a few advantages. Like we had the code, if there was a bug found, like if there was a Ceph bug found in Kubernetes, they had to wait till next Kubernetes release to fix it. So it was very hard for them to scale and like develop independently. So there it led to the development of CSI. Like a lot of people from different container orchestration platforms came together, and they wanted to bring in a single interface, container storage interface, which would allow like the storage platforms to build just one plugin so that they could just write one implementation and it runs on all the platforms. So yeah, this CSI specification mainly, that's where it started. It just specifies APIs to create, delete, mount, unmount volumes, plus snapshots. And storage vendors just needed to develop one single CSI driver and it will run on all other platforms. A usual CSI deployment has two things, like a provisioner deployment and a node plugin daemon set. Provisioner mainly handles the creation, deletion, snapshots, and resize of volumes. So like all these requests of create, delete, resize, and snapshot comes from a Kubernetes entity or a sidecar or a, let's say, Mesos or Nomad. The CSI driver in this case just handles this request. It's just an API call for it. And then node plugin daemon set mainly handles just mounting and unmounting one volume. So you have one, usually a provisioner deployment consists of two containers, like two pods running. A pod is just a bunch of containers running together. So you have like two, but one is active at a time, like with the leader election. So if one goes down, other one will become active. But node plugin daemon set is something that runs per node. For each node, you will need to mount and unmount volumes. Let's go ahead. So this is how it usually looks. This is basically in Kubernetes. So you have nodes there and Kubernetes service with API, controller manager, and snapshot controller. So this is a proper CSI driver provisional pod. So you have four containers running. One of it, the CSI plugin, is the actual CSI driver. That is the code written by the storage vendor. And all of the other sidecars basically are written for Kubernetes to like interact with this plugin. So similarly, these four functions of these four containers will be handled differently in other container orchestration platform. And then similarly, we have node plugin daemon set so that it can mount volumes onto the node separately. Let's move ahead. So here comes CSI add-ons. So like sometimes just the basic operations of creation, deletion, snapshot, mounting, unmounting is not sufficient. So because like CSI driver becomes like a pathway of interaction between the user operation going on in a container platform and the storage system. So you can kind of extend it to handle more scenarios that led to the formation of CSI add-ons. So one of the, while we were starting this project, the main problem was like reclaiming space. The question was to run FS stream on a file system mounted on an RBD device. Like the crux is that when you delete a file in a file system, the file system doesn't immediately release that space back to the block device. It is done later on. So like there will be a storage consumption discrepancy between the file system and the block device. So if you run FS stream, it basically releases the storage and the admin can see exactly how much is consumed. So that was one of the starting points of how this project came on to be. So we have to keep it in the same way as the CSI specification. We have three things. First is the specification, provides the APIs. So currently we have four services. One is identity, that is definitely required. It basically allows the CSI driver to advertise and register itself with the CSI add-ons controller. And then there's three different abilities which we support currently and which I'll discuss about later on. And the main one is CSI add-ons controller. This will watch and respond to custom resources. Custom resources are something in Kubernetes which allows users to have configs and tell the controller what to do. So it's Kubernetes specific, but it's a way of giving instruction to the CSI add-ons on what needs to be done. The controller then connects to the sidecar, and then the sidecar in turn forwards the request to the CSI driver finally. So sidecar also like kind of advertises itself that it's available and allows the controller to connect to the CSI driver. So the new deployment with CSI add-ons kind of looks like this. So similarly, how we had multiple sidecars from Kubernetes, we have one more sidecar here and here, and we have the controller. So this is the new request flow, how it works. So coming to the first operation, reclaim space, is just a configuration giving us the volume details and telling so there is two kinds of thing in reclaim space. So one is online operation and offline operation. Basically being CSI add-ons, we don't tell the CSI driver what it needs to do. We just forward the request and it the storage vendor will implement what needs to be done when they receive the request. So currently for online operation, at CSI we do FS stream on the file system mode volume specifically. Other volume mode like block mode, don't do anything. We just return success. And for offline, if it's RBD volume, we do RBD sparsify. it basically punches out zeros, like not save continuous zeros in the block device to save memory. So yeah, it's up to the storage vendor to decide what operation needs to be done in the backend. So yeah, since the operation is a clean space, they need to do something to regarding the storage consumption. So yeah. Next one is network fence. This came a bit later on, but it's also pretty prominent one. So this allows the user or admin or some kind of automation to tell the storage system that this range of IP or IP ranges, CIDR, needs to be block listed, and there should the clients in this range of IP should not be able to communicate with the storage cluster. So this plays a critical role in two scenarios. One is the first one, metro disaster recovery. So it's like you have two clusters which has applications or workloads running, accessing a single storage cluster outside. But let's say the cluster A goes down. So then we'll just fence it off so that it doesn't read or write from the cluster, and there's no data corruption in the storage cluster, and only B will still be able to access it. So we basically, if cluster A has goes down, we just block it and let B still have access to the cluster, or other way around depending on the scenario. And then one more is node loss. You can have just one of the nodes going down. That time we can just block list one of the nodes. Next we have volume replication. So here again, CSI add-ons enables additional operations between the user and the storage system. So volume replication is one of those where we just forward instructions between the user and the storage system. Here we are basically telling the CSI driver to enable replication for a certain image. And while image, I mean like volume, between two clusters. So here we are setting up replication between cluster primary and secondary, and letting the storage system know which state the image needs to be in. So primary will be primary state and secondary state. Primary, the image will be active and in use. If the primary cluster goes down, we can activate the secondary. So yeah, there will be CSI drivers and CSI add-ons on both the clusters, and a user will need to like push this state to primary when that cluster goes down. So then it will take over all the operations. So most currently the operations supported are like promote, demote, and resync. So this has become a pretty critical part in disaster recovery. And the main consumer of this is Ramen right now, which works with OCM, Open Cluster Management, to handle disaster recovery scenarios with multiple clusters. And we'll soon be also supporting volume snapshots, so that you can have version snapshot sync between two clusters, and then it's automatically backup, like better than backup, because Ceph only syncs the diffs between two images. So you can have snapshot one taken today and snapshot two taken today. Only the diff between those two will actually go into the second cluster. And if you lose the first cluster, you can just restore the second snapshot on the secondary cluster and you start using it. That's one more scenario that's coming soon. So future roadmap, we'll soon have maybe rotation of encryption keys. This is a bit complicated to implement because we need to make sure the encrypted keys are not lost in the process. So that is one of the scenarios. And next is volume group replication. The volume replication which I talked about earlier just was meant for one of the volumes. Here we'll have it specified as a group, so we can replicate a whole bunch of volumes together instead of just one, because most of the time applications may be using multiple volumes, or like applications may be using multiple volumes. So like when a bunch of applications is running together, they may have dependencies on each other. So the It implies that data and the volumes also may be dependent on each other. The third one is repairing corrupted file system. Like the CSI driver is the one who mounts the volumes and take care of it. So it will have kind of good knowledge on how a file system can be repaired. And so we may introduce a resource to actually kind of implement this. This is the end of the future roadmap. These are a few references. So do we have any questions? Okay, then thanks for listening.
Thanks so much. Okay.